Hello, friends. Charlene Bollinger here with The Truth About Cancer, The Truth About Vaccines, popping in to say hello and to remind you that the day after Election Day is the world premiere of Propaganda Exposed Uncensored. So if you haven't yet, go to propaganda-exposed.com and sign up to watch free. We air it to the world free. Each episode airs 24 hours, so you can hop in at any time, no matter where you are around the world, and watch at your convenience. We know we have viewers and our community is global. You guys are everywhere. You're in Switzerland, Norway, Europe, Spain, France, Australia, New Zealand. We have friends in New Zealand. We lived there. Our pastor was from Australia while we were there. And we love you guys. That's why we do what we do. And I love the hearts. So hi, everybody. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Remember, when we're through here, to add your comment to the post if they allow it to be posted, because you know some of these lives are not even, I can't post them because they're hiding information. So that's what the information is in our film about. It's about propaganda, lies, corruption, who these people are that are doing this to us. We name names. That's why they're censoring us. That's why we're on the disinformation dozen list. And it's breaking, though. Guys, I keep telling you this. It is breaking. We're reading their email communications to one another from the DHS, HHS, White House. Yes, the White House. And other government agencies, FBI, talking to this platform and the other platform that runs this platform. You know what I'm saying? And Twitter, and telling them in real time on a back door access platform they built to communicate, and they didn't think we'd ever find out about it, but to communicate who to deplatform, who to censor, what post to censor in live real time. They're shadow banning all of our content here, and we're still on Facebook. That's because we don't really post anything of substance, because when I posted way back when this pandemic first broke out, I said, who's tired of this fake pandemic? They dinged us for that. And the Center for Countering Digital Hate put out a hate list, which we're on with Bobby Kennedy, our good friend Sayer G, doctors like Sherry Timpenny and others, just for questioning their narrative, questioning the origins of this thing, which, by the way, now they're admitting that everything that we said was right. You know that. So you've got to sign up and you've got to share Propaganda Exposed. Sign up to watch. Beginning in just a few days. We're super excited. But I wanted to address something with you guys. And I want your comments in the comment section below. And right now we're doing a live video. So please comment your thoughts and share them. And then when we post, because these comments sadly disappear and I wish that they wouldn't. But what about the Atlantic's article that really is going viral? Everybody's talking about the other side that pushed these fake narratives. We were right the whole time. We were warning everybody about the dangers of the shot, the inefficacy of the shot, the masks, useless. I saw children with staph infections on their faces from that mask. Little children being retarded because they need to see the expressions on a face to learn, for their brain development to be robust, healthy, vibrant. All these things they did. They want amnesty. They want us to forgive them because they were in the dark and they didn't know. Well, we did. We did know. We had roundtables that YouTube took down with Bobby Kennedy, Andy Wakefield, Del Bigtree, Sherry Timpenny, Judy Mikovits. These are our friends. They're heroes. And we were sounding the alarm. We were telling the truth, and they took our video content down. They took our personal Instagram account down, where we were connected to big influencers that were following us, communicating with us. It had millions of followers, which, by the way, they lop off our followers daily. They refused to give us a blue check here because people would notice us more. They do everything they can to hide what we're saying. They still do it. Even though they've been busted, they're still doing it. So their biggest fear is that the big influencers with big accounts might repost our content, which I guess their gig would be up, but it is up. So Amnesty, let's think about that. Tell me your thoughts, share your thoughts with me on what you think. And someone just said, thank you for your advocacy for us. We love you guys. We lost 7 close family members to conventional cancer treatments because we didn't have the information. It was censorship and propaganda that covered up the truth that took their lives. And we are on a mission for you. And right now, them deplatforming us, it's only because we're in the way of them getting to you and pushing their agenda down your throat and your children's throat. They want to take away our freedom 100%. These are communists doing this. I'm just going to say it. There it is. So they want amnesty for locking us down. Is there anybody out there watching right now that lost their business, maybe lost their job because you wouldn't take the shot? We see prominent sports stars right now saying, I won't take the shot. We hear from our friends in Hollywood. They're forcing people to take the shot if they want a job. And people that are awake don't want to risk their lives. Some have, knowing the shot wasn't good, but they wanted that part and they died. We know these people. They reach out to us. It's sad. It's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking because we were telling the truth the whole time. Now they're admitting the truth. After deplatforming us, after hiding our content from you, locking down the entire country and the entire world for our world viewers, Canada, Europe, our friends in India, all over the place. We love you guys. They closed down businesses. But remember this, if you haven't seen the film called Money Masters, look it up and watch it. It's a 4-hour documentary on the monetary system. Now, we talk about the Fed. You need to watch our film because we get into this. The Federal Reserve happened in 1913. Private banksters, they say that even their names, the Federal Reserve, it's not federal. It's a private banking cartel that took over our monetary system. It is unconstitutional. It should be our own government printing money, but that's not the case today. It's European bankers. And there are no reserves because they took it all. We cover this in our films. But money is not lost. Real money, it doesn't evaporate. So during this lockdown, when people lost their ability to make money, when they lost their revenue, people were still buying stuff. They just weren't going into the mom and pop shops, the amazing stores that you poured out your life. Your dreams were taken from you. Your ability to provide for your families were taken from you. What, did the money just disappear? No, the real money was there, and the money masters enriched themselves once again. So the money was transferred from you guys to the globalists. Here's an example. Amazon. Did you guys follow that story? Did you see what was happening with Amazon? They blew up because everybody's in their houses. They still want the goodies, whatever those goodies are. You know, maybe they need batteries to operate something in their house, or, you know, that food. You can now get food on Amazon. Whole Foods is delivering through Amazon. All kinds of stuff. Personal care products, shampoo, makeup, which, by the way, we have a skincare line and you should be getting that because it's toxic free, Charlize.beauty. So get over there and try it. It's awesome. But they were basically, people were getting on Amazon to buy what they needed because they couldn't go to the store. Some people didn't want to wear the mask and they felt like there was nowhere to go. So they just went on Amazon. Do you know how much Jeff Bezos made during this COVID scam in the first year? It was almost $1 trillion. So the money that was going into the private sector, into the private mom and pop businesses, was yanked and given to Bezos and other people like him. It's a cartel. Wake up, wake up. They want amnesty for this, okay? I'm gonna give it a pass. I'm gonna say no, no. I'm not gonna give you amnesty and just overlook the plundering that happened to businesses, because we also have people in authority in the government who, as businesses were closing down, they were buying the properties because the business owner could no longer pay the bills. So they had to sell. It's like watching It's a Wonderful Life. When Potter was buying everything, remember the crash? They were picturing the crash, the stock market crash, and everybody was selling and they were all panicking. And Potter, the dream was this Potterville because Potter took over everything. There was one guy between the people and Potter, you know, it was the star of that movie. And I love that movie. I get chills just telling you about it. But that's kind of what we're seeing today. You know, the people are taking advantage of this rollout of tyranny. Will we give them amnesty? Is this something that we're okay with? Do we ever want this to happen again? Because if we actually say, okay, let's just forgive and forget and move on, they're going to do it again. Okay, and we can't allow that. That's what the Nuremberg trials were about. That happened so that those monstrosities would never happen again. Okay, so the businesses, the money masters, all of that stuff. Now, remember going out to the stores, and maybe there were some stores that didn't require the masks, but the people had been so propagandized through the media. They're sitting there watching their favorite news programs, and they're all the same. I don't care if you're on the right or the left. There's no such thing. They're lying through their teeth, all of them, for the most part, unless you get real journalism, which is not going to be found on the mainstream networks. You go to the store, you're in line, and you don't have a mask, and people start getting mad, right? Did you have that happen? We did. But you know what I did? When I would go into a business, I actually went downtown somewhere, I think, a real trendy place with my children. We're shopping. It's one of our dates. I take my kiddos out to for the birthday dates, Christmas dates. And I go in and I have all the merchandise. I go to the counter and they're like, oh, you can't buy that without a mask. I've been in their store for like 15 minutes, but they won't let the transaction happen without a mask. And I say, you know what? I've got money here to spend. I'm not going to spend it here if you're going to force a mask, because I'm not going to wear a mask. And I left the store, left the merchandise, and some of these stores, I warned them, you're gonna go out of business if you keep doing this. And some of them have, and others that didn't quite go out of business, their merchandise has suffered. Their store, the quality of the store, it's suffered. I literally went into one of my favorite stores in the Green Hills Mall here in Nashville, and it's a high-end store that usually give you really good service. They're nice people. Took my kiddos in there, we're just looking around, and some girl that I had never seen almost attacked me, trying to get me to wear a mask. And I just said no, and we walked out of the store, and I've been back, and it's not the same store. It's like humanity was weaponized. So now we know, if it came down to the Anne Frank story, who would be the ones that would turn you in for not doing what the Gestapo tells you to do. But they want amnesty for this. And what about the families that were broken up over this? And do you remember the nursing home? What about that poor old lady? We've seen a lot of these things. That there's a video I'm going to put on our Telegram channel. So go, if you haven't joined us on Telegram, we are on Telegram. Download the app if you don't already have it. It's one place we can actually post things of substance and tell you the truth on a regular basis. So get the app, Telegram. We're at thetruthaboutcancer_vaccines. That's where we are on Telegram. Follow us there. But there was a video of a sweet old lady. She looked like she was maybe 90, 95 years old. And she was in a nursing home and her family couldn't go and see her. And this is just one of many stories. So the son or somebody related to her was outside the glass. And this poor old lady held up a family picture and she was pleading through the glass to touch her son. And she's lonely. And he couldn't go in there. They wouldn't let any access. And this poor woman is a prisoner at the end of her life. She puts down the picture and just puts her face in her hand and just almost gives up on life. Just telling you this story agitates me because, you know, Ty's grandmother, when we lost mom and dad, and then we lost dad's brother and Ty's father's father, there was Grandmother Bollinger. She lost her husband and her two sons, and we lived in Dallas. So she ended up breaking a bone or something, ended up in rehab, and then they put her in a nursing home. And that's when I was, I'm getting real personal now. I'm sharing personal stories here. So I was going to that nursing home 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I was pregnant with our third of four children at the time, and I was very sick. I get morning sickness really bad. So I'm visiting her on a regular basis, and in those nursing homes, I see there's an old man laying on a table in the middle of the hallway by the nurse station, abandoned, just laying there with hardly any clothes on, a blanket not really on him, and there was nobody around him that cared. How could you live your entire life and be abandoned like that? So I had our hobby room built out, a bathroom for her that was wheelchair accessible. We took her into our home. We nursed her back to health to where she could go back home and live an independent life, because it's just not right to abandon these people. But now during the COVID years, they not only left these old people for the majority of their time in these nursing homes, but now they can't even get visitors. And they want us to forgive them for that. Some of these people died alone. Some of the people on the outside couldn't get in, and they had to watch their family members die on electronics, whether it was an iPhone, Android, an iPad, whatever. But they couldn't get in there to hug them, to give them that last hug. How about the funerals where people couldn't even go to the funeral, unless, of course, you're Obama and they all get together and sing Kumbaya, big funerals. But if you're just us, regular people, you can't have people at your funeral. They want amnesty for this. Who saw the video of, it was a woman and her two sons at a funeral? They're all, of course, social distanced. So they're sitting 6 feet apart. And there's not a lot of people there because during that time, people weren't going and doing things. But there they lost someone they loved. I think the son's father, the mother's husband. And so the son, in love for his mother, moves his chair over to his mother so the other son does the same. And the funeral parlor workers come up and say, no, you can't do that, move away. They want amnesty for that. Are we gonna forgive and forget that? Are we ever gonna let that happen again? No, we can't let it happen again. So here's what I want you to do. Sign up at propaganda-exposed.com. Watch the film. Share the film. They're trying to shut us down because we have the truth on our side. We've been telling the truth for over 20 years. And during these COVID scam years, and yes, it's been a scam, it was never about your health. Look at the VAERS reporting system and those numbers. We have almost 1.5 million adverse events reported just from this vaccine in the last few years. That outnumbers every vaccine from 1986 to 2020. All of those adverse events are less numerous from all of those shots than this one. We have 4 times the amount of deaths on this one shot reported. And remember, this is only 1% of the real number. We've been telling you the truth this whole time. And what did they do? They shut us down. And this is the worst of all of the list I'm rolling out to you. Because this information was hidden, they were not given informed consent, they were pushed into the hospitals, they were given a killer treatment like remdesivir and the breathing machines. They were forced to take the shot just to have a job or to travel or whatever it was. These people have died because they did not have access to the truth. This is what happened to our family members. This is why we do what we do, so that you can live, so that your family members can live. And they hid this content. And many people have died and are dying. Amnesty? No. Justice? Yes. This will never happen again. Don't ever, ever let this happen again. Share the truth. We don't need them to reach the world. We need you, our loving community that is alive. Real people sharing with real people in real life. So go out into your neighborhoods and talk to them. your friends, your neighbors. Go to the mall and talk to them. Share our website. Tell them, I dare you. Tell them to watch. Bring the truth to them. And if we have everyone in this country and around the world watch our film, we'll stop them overnight. This film has brand new content. Ty and I got back into the studio. We retold the story, the complete story. Details that have been just unfolding even in the last 6 months. They're not going to like episode 9. But you're going to love it. And this film will save lives. Guys, we love you. So share the URL, propaganda-exposed.com. Come to our page. It's in our bio. Click it. Sign up. Share it. And pray for us. Pray for America. God is with us. Love you guys.